Don't let the Z fool you. This isn't a Puck Bunny podcast. It's Game Misconduct with Dory and CT.
Welcome to Game Misconduct. I'm CT here with Dory.
Hello.
And Dory is actually on the road going to visit some family, but we couldn't miss this opportunity to recap Game 7 of the Stanley Cup semifinal. Tampa Bay Lightning advancing to the Stanley Cup final against the Montreal Canadiens. Second straight year in a row, second straight year they've beat the Islanders in this round, and the third Stanley Cup final trip for Pat Maroon. I mean, does it get any better than this, Dory?
It is wild. So last year in bubble hockey, that was, you know, a very interesting situation, kind of making history along the way, something that never got done before. But then to do it back-to-back in a shortened season, which we've seen several, you know, hockey people, players, whoever they are, say this is actually really difficult because, you know, while they like having those series, playing 3-4 games at a time in a city, you know, it's hard because it's the same teams over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And it gets a little, you know, I don't want to say monotonous because hockey's not a monotonous sport, but at the same time, it's probably got a little, you know, felt like, you know, wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they don't have, you know, they don't get to see the Islanders or Montreal or these other teams that they normally would see during a year. So, I just think it's, you know, a wild couple of seasons, and they say, you know, good teams can overcome adversity, and clearly the Lightning are a pretty good team.
Yeah. And not only that, you know, not to like, you know, cause they make good money, but when they're in those cities, they really can't do anything. You know, they've been constrained, you know, COVID protocols, all that stuff, things changing all the time, fans in the building, no fans in the building, some fans in the building. It's been quite a different year for hockey players in general. So, let's get into the game real quick. You know, just to kind of recap, I did not go to the game. I sold my ticket to friends, so there were no enemy combatants in my seat. And we sold it. I sold it to them for what I paid for it. And so I did my part because I was like, if I'm there and they lose, I'm going, not like I really have any, you know, bearing on if they win or lose, but I'm going to feel like crap. So I did not go. I watched it at home. But the funny thing was I could not sit still. I cleaned my entire condo. I scrubbed the bathtub. I colored my hair. I did my laundry. I folded all my laundry that's been sitting in the dryer for weeks. I could not sit still and watch that game. It was, I feel like the Lightning just kind of shut it down. Really didn't give the Islanders much of a chance. A one goal game. I don't think this team 2 years ago would have been able to win a one goal game, game seven. But it was quite a showing.
Yeah. And they haven't had a lot of luck, I guess we could say, in game sevens.
Yeah.
And we all know that game six is kind of like, you know, that's their like thing. Their bread and butter.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, game six in Long Island didn't work out for them.
Right.
I was petrified. I was so nervous all day. I was petrified. Overtime, you know, playoff hockey, game sevens, all that stuff is so hard on as a fan. And even the media too, to go through it all. I think the Lightning just shut it down. And I think the penalty kill has been really good this entire playoff.
It was really good last night.
But last night, yeah. And, you know, we say it so many times. Yanni Gord never takes shifts off.
No.
He always is going as hard as he can, as much effort as he can. And to score a shorty is incredible in a game seven. It's going to be something he'll never forget.
Yeah. And now they're going to go play like his childhood team because he is from Quebec.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Oh, boy.
No, it was.
It's crazy.
It was really good. The shorthanded goal, where I think they're 14-0 after losing a game. I think it's Vassy's fourth shutout clinching in a row, a series. He was fantastic. I thought Varlamov was very good too for the other team.
I did too, yeah.
Our fourth line was awesome. And when they, it's so funny how they kind of set the tone. You know, Kucherov was back. He played 16 plus minutes. McDonough.
Chernak played, I think like 18 minutes or 16 something. Yeah. I mean, it was a good amount of, you know, ice time that both guys got. Yeah. And that's what we were saying, you know, after the last show, how much of this is showmanship?
Yeah. Gamesmanship.
You know, Cooper doesn't like to talk about it. Gamesmanship, you know?
You know, McDonough blocked a lot of shots. He is fantastic. I think this was like a crazy amount of game sevens for him. I forget what the number was. They said it last night. Sergachev had an amazing block in that last minute. And I will say this one thing, because I know we've mentioned him, or I've mentioned him many times on this podcast, but Sean Avery and his Insta stories.
Oh, it was so funny last night.
I sent you one. I don't know if you got it, but yeah. I never in my life thought I would have something in common with Sean Avery. And he is just completely on the Tampa Bay Lightning train. I hope we've sent him a jersey. I hope we can get him down here to see a game, because he was all of us watching that game.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Yeah. So yeah, give him a follow.
He loves Sergey. Sergey's his boy.
Sergey is his boy. And, yeah, it was great. So, I mean, other than that, I don't know what else much to say. It was a full team effort for 60 minutes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the Islanders, listen, they're a very, very, very difficult team. Mm-hmm. They are extraordinarily, you know, extremely well coached. They're very prepared. They're very heads up. They capitalize on turnovers and mistakes. And for the Lightning to shut them down is
huge.
Two seasons in a row.
Yeah.
On the second biggest stage, I guess we could say, is pretty remarkable. They're a force. I think New York's still a force to be reckoned with moving forward.
Absolutely. Well, and they didn't have Anders Lee in the lineup. So that was a huge loss for them. So, yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be knocking on the door for a while, and eventually I think they'll get there. You know, they're a very good team.
Yeah. And now they go, the Lightning go on to face one of my favorite players ever.
Oh, Carey Price. The Carey Price Vasilevsky matchup is going to be amazing to watch. Two world-class goaltenders. One, a veteran who has never won the Stanley Cup. The other, you know, still a young guy, considered a young guy, and has already won one Stanley Cup. I will say, watching the post-game press conference of the Islanders was gut-wrenching. I watched the one with Mark Barzal and Brock Nelson, and visibly upset, emotional, just hard to watch. And kind of the same thing last year when the Dallas Stars lost, you know, their post game press conference with their players, he's one of my favorite players. Ben, why am I losing it? He's like
Tyler Seguin.
No, I hate Tyler Seguin. Ben.
Jamie Benn.
Yes. Watching him in the post game press conference of that series was just gut wrenching. So, I mean, it just, you know, I'm glad we beat them, but man, it's gotta be tough. We go on to take on the Montreal Canadiens, first game in Tampa.
I was going to say the first game's in Tampa.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to, like, do you know the travel situation? Restrictions or anything, or is Canada open now?
I don't know. I know they've had some fans in their building, but they were the only ones at that point playing. And I know when they were in Winnipeg, I don't think they had fans in that building, but it's an every other day thing. June 28th, Monday, first game, Amalie Arena, 8 p.m. June 30th, game two, Amalie Arena, 8 p.m. July 2nd, Montreal, 8 p.m. July 5th, Montreal.
Yeah, so July 7th. I guess there's no issues.
Yeah. July 7th, Amalie Arena, 8 p.m. July 9th. Or I'm sorry, game five. That was game five. Game six, July 9th, 8 p.m. in Montreal. And game seven, if needed, July 7th, 7 p.m. Tampa Bay.
Well, I can tell you that I watched Montreal pretty much through the entire playoffs.
Oh, good, because I didn't pay much attention.
and I will tell you that we think, if we thought that the Islanders were hard to beat and didn't give up, Montreal fought every single game to get where they were. Whether they were, you know, down by two goals or three goals, they fought. They fight. They don't give up. They play a complete 60 minutes of hockey. And that's what the Lightning are going to do if they have to do, if they want to beat the Canadiens. Les habitants.
Yeah. Shea Weber, their captain, heavy, heavy defense. Like you said, they just don't give up. They are the underdogs. Yeah.
And that's a scary thing for them this year. If you're facing them and you're considered the favorites, oh boy, you're in for it.
Yeah. So we'll see what kind of adjustments the Tampa Bay Lightning coaches and the team make for this upcoming matchup, kicking off Monday night at Amalie Arena. Tickets are already going on sale to season ticket holders as of this morning, the day after game seven. So it's a quick turn. But let's keep it rolling. The only thing that kind of concerns me a bit, Dory, is it seemed like they were celebrating a little too much for me, for my taste. You haven't won anything yet. Lots of players posting on social media with them and the Prince of Wales trophy. Yeah, that's not the one you want a picture with. So let's turn the page, start preparing. They'll probably take today off and get back to the arena on Sunday. Media day is Sunday. It's all virtual again this year. So I anticipate the Canadiens will be in town by the start of media day. That is my French. And we'll see what happens. It's going to be a dogfight, I think, but very entertaining and interesting enough. Like you said, they have not seen the Montreal Canadiens this year. The Canadiens have not seen the Lightning this year in a game. So making up for a very interesting matchup. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Game Misconduct, and leave us a 5-star rating and a review. And we will catch you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.